Okay, today we're going to wrap it up. The sugya of Kohen Shenimtza Cholol. I'm not sure which sugya we're going to do next. We'll have to figure it out on Sunday or Monday, maybe. Do we ever do covenant of grandfather? Did we do that this year? Covenant of grandparents? It comes up in Daf Yud Beis. We'll see. There are a lot of things to do. We got to go through these gemaras. A lot of very enjoyable gemaras over here. But right now we're going to finish up the issue of Kohen Shenimtza Cholol. So yesterday we spent a lot of time trying to explain the lumdus of the Shitas HaRambam. Right? The Rambam writes that a Kohen Shenimtza Cholol, not only is the avodah that he has done previously kosher, but even the avodah that he does after he finds out he's a cholol is still going to be kosher. Everyone says misvara doesn't make any sense. Why would that even work? Why does that make any halachic sense? How does it fit with the Gemara Makos? So we saw the nekuda, the basic chakira that we had yesterday, is what is this din of a kohen shenimtza cholol that is avodah's kosher? Is it a din in avodah or is it a din in kedushas kohuna? Meaning, do we say that of course he's not a Kohen, he never was a Kohen, but avodah done by a Chalal is still going to be a Kasher avodah? Or do we say, no, it's a din in Kedushas Kuna, that so long as he doesn't know about it, he still has a certain level of Kedushas Kuhuna. He's still going to be considered a Kohen to some level. And we said that maybe it's totally in the Machlokas in the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin, because the Gemara Maseches Kiddushin quoted three different psukim of how we know that a Kohen that's Nimtza Chalal, that the Avodah is still going to be Kasher. One of those psukim was Baruch Hashem Chelo Ufoel Yadav Tirtze, about his Avodah. But the other two psukim seem to be more about him and not about his Avodah. So maybe that was the machlokas. Is it a din in Kedushas Kuna or is it a din in the Avodah? Is the machlokas between those different deos? And which way does the Rambam paskin? So the Rambam was pretty clear in Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Vav, that it's a din in the Avodah, because he quotes our pasuk of Baruch Hashem Chelo Ufal Yadav Tirtze. That's what we said yesterday, and we used that to answer all of the kashas that we had on the Rambam. Now, Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva, and Rabbi Cohen told me this just recently happened, and someone he knows, that sometimes you have a person who thinks they're a Kohen and actually finds out that they're a Chalal. He told me he had a case where a guy thought he was a Kohen, and he found out that it's about tshuva, and he found out that his grandfather married a Grusha, and his father was the product of a Kohen who had married a Grusha, which means his last name could be Cohen or whatever, but he's a Chalal, because once you're a Ben Grusha, you're a Chalal. So what if you have such a person who thought he was a Kohen his whole life, and he's been acting like a Kohen, but acting like a Kohen means someone has a Pidyon HaBen, they need to have a Kohen, and they give the Kohen the money of the Pidyon HaBen, the five shekel of the Pidyon HaBen, the shekel kesef of Pidyon HaBen, and what's it worth, like 150 bucks nowadays, I think, something like that. So it's money. And he keeps on doing it over and over and over again. And now he discovers he's 50 years old, and he discovers that he's not a Kohen, that he's really a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he's really a Chalal. So to what extent is he obligated to call all the people whose Pidyon HaBen he did and say, you need a new Pidyon? And to what extent does he have to pay them back all that money? What's the Chiyuv? Now, L'chora, based on what we just said, based on what we said until this point, and Rav Asher points this out in the first two sections of his tshuva, l'chora, the Pidyon HaBen doesn't work. Because we paskin, the Rambam paskins, that this whole din, that the avoda was kasher, is a din in avoda. It's not a din in his Kedushas Kuna. He doesn't have Kedushas Kuna. It's a cholol. It's only a din in the avoda, that even though the avoda was done by a chol, it's a kasher avoda. Pidyon HaBen is not avoda. So it's not going to make it a kasher Pidyon HaBen. So it turned out all the Pidyon HaBen that he did are no good. There's more to talk about with that, but before we get into the more to talk about, let's dig a little deeper into this Rambam. If you look at the Rambam, so again, what did the Rambam say? That up until this point, every time he brought a karban, the Gemara had said it's a kashra karban. After this point, the Rambam was mechadesh, even though he's not supposed to bring karbanos, because he knows he's a chalal already, it's still going to be a kashrut karban. Now the Gemara that we saw in Maseches Pesachim spoke about, what about eating truma? Does he have to pay back a keren v'chomesh? Normally if you're not a kohen and you eat truma, you have to pay back not just 100% of what you ate, but 125% of what you ate. But if you're a Kohen, you obviously don't have to pay anything back. You're allowed to eat truma. So what about all the truma he ate when he thought he was a Kohen? So the Gemara had said, it's fine, it's the same thing as avoda. Why is it the same thing as avoda? Because the Gemara said, truma is also called avoda. Truma is avoda also. We can label truma as avoda. So if you're the Rambam, put yourself in the Rambam's shoes for a minute, and you hold that not only are the karbonos you brought when you thought you were a Kohen kosher, but even karbonos you bring mikanu lahaba, after you find out that you're chalal, even those karbonos are going to be kosher. What would you say about truma going forward? Truma that you ate already while you thought you were a Kohen, you definitely don't have to pay back Karen v'chamash. You don't have to pay back 125%. What about truma going forward? If you're the Rambam and you want to stay consistent, what would you say? You continue to eat it. Not l'chachil, but if you do eat it, you're not going to have to pay back Karen v'chamash. The Rambam holds this din of being a Ben Gurush Ben Chalush doesn't ruin avoda. Truma is avoda. Gemara said truma is equated with avoda. So maybe you should be able to continue to eat it. Now, if he actually said that, we wouldn't have a kasha. But if you look in the Rambam, in the 10th paragraph of Truma Salachi Yud Beis, says the Rambam, source number 9 in your packets, Bas Kohen Sheisu Nesu Li Yisrael, a Bas Kohen was married to Yisrael, Osha Nifsala, or she somehow became Pasul Lakuna, V'achar Kach Ochla Truma, and she eats Truma after she marries Yisrael, let's say, Mishalemes as a Keren V'lo as a Chamesh. She only has to pay the Keren, not the extra 25%. Let's say you have a woman who's married to a Kohen, and then they tell her, your husband died, or your husband sent you a get. Or you have an Eved who's eating Truma, because an Eved of a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. And then they tell him, oh, wait, your master died. You're no longer owned by a Kohen. And the Yoresh, the one who inherits you, is his daughter's son, a Yisrael. Oh, Shemachrach li Yisrael, or your master sold you to Yisrael. Oh, Nasnachlo, or your master gave you to Yisrael. Oh, Shichrech, or your master freed you. V'chein Kohen shaya ochel. Here it is. And also, if you have a Kohen who was busy eating truma, v'noda lo shu ben grusha ben chalutza. And then he finds out that he's a Ben Grusha or a Ben Chalutza. Hareil Mishalman HaKeren Bilvad. You only pay the Keren, you don't have to pay the Chumash. You don't have to pay the extra penalty like a Tzar who eats Truma. Is that surprising? No, that's what the Rambam should say. It's what the Gemara said. You don't have to pay that Chumash. Why? Because Truma is Avoda. You have to pay the Keren because it didn't belong to you. So you have to pay back what didn't belong to you. But the penalty, the punishment for being a Tzar, eating Truma, that you don't have to pay. The extra 25%, you don't have to pay. But the Rambam does not say anything about, and going forward also, you're not going to have to pay the Chumash. He never says that. He just says, up until now, you were eating Truma innocently, you thought you were a Kohen, then someone says, wait, 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 you're not a Kohen. So now you don't have to pay back the Chumash for what you already ate. But going forward, if it's true that you don't have to pay the Chumash going forward, the Rambam should have said something about that, and he didn't. So what do we do with this Rambam? So remember when we first saw the Gemara Pesachim, I said it's important to see the whole passage, not just that one line where he says, Truma Zavod. What was the discussion of the Gemara? What was the Gemara talking about in Pesachim? Gemara was talking about a topic called Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah. What's Toa B'Dvar Mitzvah? You're trying to do a mitzvah, and in your honest attempt, your effort to do a mitzvah, you accidentally did an avera. For example, where does the Gemara talk about? It talks about in Maseches Sukkah. The first day of Sukkah is Shabbos, and you're so excited to take your lulav and esrog, that you go and you carry your lulav and esrog on Sukkah. Even if it's not the first day, any day. You go and you carry your lulav and esrog on Sukkah. You carry without an eruv. And it's Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry. So we make Gezeirah D'Rabbanan, and we don't take Luv and Esrog in Shabbos, even on day one, even when it's Tzar Reis of Gvulin. Right? But if you're taking it, you're not going to be Chayiv if you carry it. Why are you not Chayiv? Because you're Tovah Dvar Mitzvah. You're trying to do a mitzvah. So that's the question. It's the Tovah Dvar Mitzvah Gemara discusses. But Osem Mitzvah, is it only if you tried to do a mitzvah and you actually accomplished doing a mitzvah, but you also did an Avera? Or Tovah Dvar Mitzvah V'lo Osem Mitzvah? So the Gemara has two explanations of why the guy who ate Shruma thinking he was a Kohen and then discovers that he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, why is it that he doesn't pay the Chomesh, that he doesn't pay the extra fifth? The first simple understanding of the Gemara was because he was told by Dvar Mitzvah. You see, eating Shruma is not just something that a Kohen is allowed to do, it's a mitzvah. Kohen has a mitzvah to eat Shruma. We don't often think of these things, of a mitzvah of eating certain things. You would make a bracha, birch samitzvah. We don't make birch samitzvah on eating too many things. We only have one d'oraisa left that we make a bracha on, and the mitzvah sachila. Which one is that? It's not a mitzvah sachila. That's not a bracha on a mitzvah sachila, a mitzvah of eating a certain food. Matzah is the only one. Mar bizmana says drabanan. There's birch samitzvah that we make birch samitzvah drabanans. The only d'oraisa, mitzvah d'oraisa to eat something that we still have bizman hazeh, and we make a birch mitzvah on it, is matzah. But it used to be you'd have it on Maaser Sheni, you'd have it on Truma, on Kodshim. There were all sorts of things. They had a mitzvah to eat, and you make a bracha. A kohen has a mitzvah to eat Truma. So Pashas Gemara says to b'dvar mitzvah. He's trying to eat Truma. He's trying to do a mitzvah. He made a mistake because he's not really a kohen, as it turns out. He's really a Ben Grusha. He's going to be Pater from the Chomesh. Then the Gemara suggested, no, maybe there's a different reason. Maybe it's because Truma is like Avoda, and we have this Pasuk in our Gemara quotes, that Beruch Hashem Chelo follow Yad of Tirza, that when it comes to Avoda, B'di'evid, when you did it, it's still a Kasher Avoda. Maybe that's the Vart, the Gemara says. It could very well be the simplest explanation of the Rambam, is that the Rambam paskins that when it comes to real avoda, our pasuk tells you that it's going to be kasher. The avoda you did with the avid is kasher when it comes to real avoda. But when it comes to truma, we pass like the first sheet in the Gemara. It's not that truma is also called avoda. Truma is a tov b'dvar mitzvah issue. It's an honest attempt to go do a mitzvah. As I do with it being avoda, it's just tov b'dvar mitzvah. That's truma, right? Now, if that's the case, we understand the Rambam very well. Why do we understand the Rambam very well? When it comes to avoda, he's going to say we have a gzeiras hakasuv that even if you're a chalal, your avoda is kosher. Both l'mafreya and mikanu laba, it's a din in avoda. That avoda of a chalal is kosher. When it comes to truma, there's no special gzeiras hakasuv. There's just a din that a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah is not going to be chayiv. When are you a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah? When you thought you were a Kohen. Now you know you're not a Kohen. So Mikan Laba, you know you're not a Kohen. It's not called a Tov B'Dvar Mitzvah anymore. That would be a simple explanation of the Rambam. Now, there is a tshuva in the Onig Yom Tov. Rav Asher Weiss in his Sefer HaMakos quotes this. I don't know if he quotes this in his tshuva. There's a tshuva in the Onig Yom Tov that says, based on Yerushalmi and Trumos, Yerushalmi and Trumos writes that only once Beis Din declares a person to be a chalal does he have a full din of a chalal. But kol zman that Beis Din hasn't passeled him, he's not going to have a psul chalal, even though he knows that he's a Ben Grusha. Meaning, similar to how we said yesterday, like Taras, until you are declared as such, the reality could be whatever you want it to be, the reality is whatever it is, but until you're declared to be a Chalal, you are not a Chalal. So it could be that the Rambam understands that if you did the Avoda before Beis Din passels you, that's when it's going to be Kasher. Maybe that's what the Rambam and Maisros meant. Even after you found out that you're Ben Grusha, you still continue to do Avodah, Avodah is going to be kosher. Yeah, that's only as long as Beis Din hasn't passeled you. And that's how the Yom Yantif wants to explain the Rambam. But l'chora, that's a major dochak for several reasons. Why is it a major dochak? Why is that very difficult? So first of all, mehechi teisi, that we paskin like such a Yerushalmi, that the din of halalus is tali on Beis Din. What does Beis Din got to do with it? Beis Din gets to determine what your yichus is. Halalus is tali on who your father is, who your mother is. Why should it depend on Beis Din? And by Truma and Avoda, it should be the same. Right? If that were the case. It shouldn't really help us, this Yerushalmi. So again, how many approaches to the Yerushalmi so far? I mean, to the Rambam so far? Two so far, right? We have to making the Rambam work with the Rambam and Trumas. Right? One approach was that the Rambam holds like the other day of Maseches Pesach. Second approach, maybe the Rambam holds like this Yerushalmi, that Chalolos is Taluyan, Kvias Beis Din. And the case in Avoda, in Ilchus Bias Migdash, is where the Beis Din has not yet been Koveya you as a Chalol. But in the case in Ilchus Shumas, so my Beis Din was already Koveya you as a Chalol. But that's very, very dochak, very difficult to understand. The Or Sameach, in the third paragraph of Ilchus Avodim, writes that even after you know that you're a chalal, you're still not going to be mechal li avoda for a different reason. He comes up with the following concept. He says, you know who's mechal li avoda? Someone who's what we call a zar meikara. What does zar meikara mean? Zar, not a kohen, meikara. He has to have been always not a kohen. But anyone whose avoda has been previously kosher, this guy was never a kohen, but he wasn't a zar either. Because as long as his avoda was kosher, you can't say that he was a zar. So for this halacha, we have to say it's ki'ilu he was a kohen. But l'chora, like Ellie's saying, it's hard to say that he's not a zar, meaning he was a zar, he was just bringing karbanos because he didn't know that he was a zar. It was a din that avodaso ksheira, but he was a czar. It was a din that his avoda was kosher, but he was still a czar. So that's a difficult approach to accept as well. A fourth approach, if you had a chance, did you find the Evan Hazel on the shelf? Was it there? Yeah. So that, you know who the Evan Hazel was? No? You looked it up? What? Ravis is on Meltzer. You know what Ravis is on Meltzer was? You heard the name before. Ravis is on Meltzer was the father-in-law of? His son-in-law was even more famous than him. Rav Aaron Cutler. Ravis is on Meltzer was in Gedolei Eretz Yisrael. And he was a very, very weak, physically weak person. He was supposed to die many, many times. And he lived, like, I think, well into his 80s. Like his whole existence, his whole life was Lamala Midar Chateva. And he wrote Evan Azal. I think they actually say his wife wrote it, meaning he had very bad handwriting, and she would transcribe everything he wrote, because she was the only one that could read his handwriting. But in Evan Azal, Mrs. Zalman writes that there's Tzvei Dinim over here. There's two different Dinim at work over here. Before we know of his psul, before we know that the guy's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he's a Kohen Mamish. Ala Kohen Asher Yeh Bayam Mahem, right? That's one of the drushas the Gemara quotes. The Gemara quotes in Kiddushin. That was Rabbi Yanai's drusha. Uvas ala Kohen Asher Yeh Bayam Mahem. V'chisala al daitach sh'adam al lechetz al Kohen Shaloa Yeh Bayamav. El zeh koshav v'nischala. He's considered Xeris Akasav, he's considered a Kohen Asher Yeh Bayam Mahem, if you thought he was a Kohen at that point in time. Before you knew about his psul. Once you know about his psul, you can't say he's a Kohen. He's not a Kohen Asher Yeh Bayam Mahem. But you could still say Avodas HaKshera. Why? Ufal Yad of Tirza. You have the other Joshua, the Joshua that Argumar Makos quotes, the Joshua of Avod Shmuel. Quoted in the Gemara in Kiddushin, the Joshua quoted in Pesachim. And they're both true. So you have before he becomes, so let's figure it out. Before he becomes, before we know that he's a halal, his mom is a kohen, right? After he becomes, he becomes known. And why is he mamish kohen? Because the pasuk says a kohen asher yaviyamim. We call him a kohen. Kzeres hakasuv. You call him a kohen. After you find out about his, so he can't call him a kohen anymore, but he'll follow yad of tirtza. And what's the follow yad of tirtza? Avod is kasher, even though he's not a kohen. So maybe there's a chilek in the dinim of truma and the dinim of avoda. The din of a kohen asher yaviyamim is a din both in avoda and in truma. Then he has the din of a kohen before he knows about it, and therefore he's not going to have to pay the chomesh. His avoda that he did is all going to be kosher. Once he finds out about it, HaKohen Ashir B'Yamehim falls away, because now you know better. But Ufal Yadav Tirtza kicks in. That will still apply. Ufal Yadav Tirtza is a din in Avoda. That even a Chalal could do the Avoda, that Avoda is Kasha B'Chalal. Maybe the Rambam Paskins, Truma is not Avoda. And he's not saying Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, he's not saying that for it. But he's reading into the Gemara in Kiddushin. He's a kohen when he's eating the truma. So that's what Rav Yisrael Zalman wants to say. It's just difficult. Why is it difficult? The Rambam quotes a pasuk when he describes the halacha. What pasuk does he quote? Ufal yad of tirtza. Does the Rambam ever quote the other pasuk? Hakohen asher yaviyamim. No. So it's hard to explain the Rambam by saying Yozer Tzvei Dinim, one of which he neglected to mention. Tzvei Dinim works if the Rambam says both Dinim, or if he alludes to both Dinim. But if there are two different psukim from which we derive these Tzvei Dinim, these two different Dinim, it's really a tough sell to say that you have Tzvei Dinim over here. Furthermore, the Gemara in Kiddushin was clearly quoting a machlokas. Ben Grusha ben Chalutza davodasa kshera mi nala. How do I know the avoda of Ben Grusha ben Chalutza that was done already, but the evidence is kosher? And it quotes three shitos. It never says that there's an agreement that the shitos work in concert with each other. It doesn't sound that way. It sounds like these are three shitos that are all cholik on each other. So it doesn't seem to really work. So those are four approaches. Rav Asher Weiss suggests a fifth approach. And as you might have guessed, he's happiest with this one, because it's his own. He says, Lule Divrehem. Had it not been for the fact that all the Gedolei Achronim have their own say in it, I would tell you that it's not that there's Tzvei Dinim of Baruch Hashem Chelo and HaKohen Asheyye B'Yamehem. He says, Baruch Hashem Chelo itself is Tzvei Dinim. What's the pasuk? Pasuk reads, Baruch Hashem Chelo U Fo'el Yad of Tirtza. Those are two different things, says Rav Asher. Baruch Hashem Chelo. What's Chelo Milashon? Chalo. Baruch Hashem Chelo means Chalolin Shabo. Even Chalolin are kosher. And maybe that's telling us, what do you call a Chalol? Someone who knows he's a Chalol. It's not just Paul Yad of Tirtza, it's a guy who's a Chalol. Baruch Hashem Chalol, Hashem takes his Avoda. He's not Mechalol the Avoda. A Chalol isn't Mechalol the Avoda. That's a sur meirah. He's not doing something terrible. Is he doing something great? No. He's not being mechalal the avoda. Ufo el yadav tirtze. What's ritzui? What does ritzui mean when you talk about a karban? It means this is what Hashem wants. This is making. This is pushing the buttons up in Shemayim that Hashem wants pushed. Right? Ritzui of a karban, that's what the goal is. That's the positive. That's the mitzvah. That's the accomplishment of a karban. to be a reach nichoach l'fnei Hashem, to be something good and positive. Ufol yodav tirza. That's something positive, but who's that about? Ufol yodav tirza is not a chalal. That's someone who thought at the time that he was a kasher and then is nimtza chalal. So the first half of the pasuk, afilu chalal and shabo, is talking about a guy who knows he's a chalal, and still he's not mechalal the avoda. Second half of the pasuk, someone who doesn't know that he's a chalal. He thinks he's a kasher. Ufal yadav tirtza. Hashem is going to accept his karma, not just that it's not bad, but that it's good, that it actually works. Take a look at the Rambam again that we started with. Source number 4, the Rambam Hilchos Bias Mikdash. It would turn out, according to this approach, that that even though it's kasher what he did before, and it's kasher what he does mikan alabad, there are different kinds of kasher. What he did before is kasher lechadchila, merutza, wonderful. Not lechadchila in the sense of if he knew, but it's kasher, it's great, it accomplished what the karma is supposed to accomplish. When we say kasher after he finds out, it just means that it's still kodesh. It's not. He hasn't been mechalal the avoda, but not that it's anything positive. Look at the Rambam. Kohen sha'ava v'nivdak v'nimtza chalal. A kohen who did the avoda and he was nivdak and he started look into him and it turns out that he's chalal. What's the lashon that he uses? Avodaso k'sheira. It's kosher. L'sha'avar. V'ein ovid abai, he shouldn't be ovid going forward. V'im avad, and if he does do more avoda going forward, so what should he say? He should say avodaso k'sheira, right? What are the words that he uses? Im avad, going forward, lo chila. See the difference? When we're talking about retroactively what he did, avodaso k'sheira, in the positive. Going forward, lo chila. What is lo chila? Okay, he wasn't mechalal the avoda. It's not great, but he wasn't mechalal the avoda. Oh. So if that's the pshat in the Rambam, the Rambam has both of these dinim straight from the Gemara. The Gemara in Kiddushin and Makos sounds like we're talking about a guy who didn't know about his psul. But from the beginning of the Gemara Makos, we can l'chora prove that even after he knows, the avod is kasher. Because what do we say? That by Ede ben Grusha ben Chalutza, he says, go back earlier in this Masechta. Go back earlier in this, way earlier in this Masechta. If you have Edus that someone's ben Grusha ben Chalutza, and then you're found to be an Ed Zomeg, very beginning of the Masechta, two Edom testify, this guy's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. Then these Edom are found to be Edom Zomin. What do we do to them? We can't make them a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza. What do? Malchus. Malchus Arbayim. Tosa says, why is it Malchus Arbayim? He says, L'chor, it's Edo Shiyati Yachal Azimo. You can never be Mazim, these Edom. Right? And Tulsa suggests that by doing Malkus, it's a fulfillment of, he says, when it comes to Misa, you can fulfill Kasher Zaman by giving Malkus instead. But how is this at all a fulfillment of Kasher Zaman when all they were trying to do is be Mechala? They weren't trying to make the guy Chayiv Misa at all. So one could ask, what do you mean? If you testify someone's a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, he's not a real Kohen. And then he does Avoda. If you're not a Kohen, you do Avoda. What are you Chayiv? If you're not a Kohen, you do Avoda, you're Chayiv? Misa. So you are actually testifying something about something that's Misa related. So the Aruch Nehra asks the Kasha, why is Tosa so bothered? That if I testify that a guy's Chayiv Misa, I understand the Shaychus between Malkus and Misa. But if I'm only testifying he's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, there's no Shaychus. What does that have to do with Malkus? What do you mean? If you testify someone's Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, you could be Mechayev Misa. But maybe the Rambam's understanding that no, you wouldn't be Chayev Misa. If you thought you were a Kohen, and it turns out you were Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the halacha is, you weren't Mechal the Avoda. And therefore, if you did it on Shabbos, you weren't Mechal Shabbos. And it's all included, Baruch Hashem Chelo, Fol Yad of Tirtza. So says Rav Asher, maybe that's Pshat in Trumas, in the Rambam in Trumas. The idea going backwards, looking back, that the Avodah's Kasher, that could apply even to Truma. Baruch Hashem Chelo. I'm sorry, what do we say? Baruch Hashem Chelo, that you're not Mechal the Avodah, that's going forward. Pol Yad of Tirtza, the fact that Hashem has a Ritzoy that going back when you didn't know, that's a din in your Kahuna. That you really had a din of a full fledged Kohen. So that going backwards, looking retrospectively, that could actually work for Truma as well. But maybe the din of not being Mechal the Avodah, that's not a din by Truma. Maybe that's only a din that applies to Karbanos. Meaning the way to solve these kinds of problems is by saying Tzvei Din. It's just a question of how you say the Tzvei Din. Meaning how you split up the two dinim. But I thought Rav Asher's Diuk in the Rambam, the difference in Kshera versus Lo Chilel, I thought was a fascinating Diuk. Okay, we'll stop there. The Ezrat Hashem. Sunday we'll do a Hakdama of some sort. I'm not sure which one. Unless you have, again, another topic you want me to do on Sunday, let me know. Today? If there are people that want, I'm sure there will be people that will come and want. Monday we'll do a new Sugya.